loves. Hello. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I know what some of you are thinking. Hey, Bowerly, you've been around longer than the moon. I know. We have a phenomenal day of coverage on News Radio 930 WBEN on Monday. And one of the reasons we have such a phenomenal day, obviously, the big man at the top of the totem pole, Tim Wenger, but our brand manager and the person who just makes things hum along here at the radio station incredibly well, except for that knob who's on from 2 to 6, Lisa Polizzi. Lisa, we've been talking about our station being the station for the eclipse. Can you tell people exactly what the schedule is? What's the radio guide for eclipse coverage on WBEN on Monday?
Yes, and I'm really excited. We've been planning this since I walked in the door probably about 3 months ago. So, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and our coverage, we have people all across Western New York. So let me just give you this rundown of all the people that we have covering this event for us on Monday. Excuse me. So you have Max Ferry at Buffalo Harbor State Park. We have Zach Penkew at Niagara Falls State Park. Brayton Wilson will be at an event at Salen Field. Susan Rose will be at Knox Farm State Park in East Aurora. Lucas Buckley will be in Lancaster. Brian Mazurowski will be in North Tonawanda. Joe Beamer will be in Clarence. We will be joined by Andy Parker. He's going to be at Resurgence Brewery. We are going to be joined by a reporter from our sister station in Dallas. We'll be joined by experts from the Science Museum. And last but not least, David Bellavia will be on the USS Little Rock.
The caller, and I want to get back to that, but the caller we had when we were speaking with our dude earlier, who's going to be on again tomorrow, are we going to be giving people the heads up on, okay, now is when you want your glasses on. Now you can probably take your glasses off. Are we going to be doing that?
Exactly. So that's why we have the experts from the Science Museum on to kind of talk us through what we're going to be looking at, what we need to do, what we need to know at exactly the right moments.
You have set up a lot of the interviews and a lot of the people who are going to make our eclipse coverage outstanding. Were the people with whom you got into contact originally surprised at the level of interest in a scientific phenomenon?
No one was surprised. They're all very excited. And the momentum has been building since we started, you know, 3 months ago. The average person that you talk to really wasn't into it, but as we start getting closer to the event, people are starting to talk about it, and people are starting to get really excited. And, you know, we've just really built a really big day. We're always live and local during the day, but now we're going to be extra special. Between 2 and 4:30, we're going to be commercial-free. You know, the totality is supposed to be between 318 and 322, so we'll be talking people, like I just said, we'll be talking people through what's going on, what you need to know. And I'm really excited. Once-in-a-lifetime event, and it's going to be extraordinary coverage.
It's too bad Carl Sagan isn't still with us, because I'm sure you would have lined up Carl Sagan for the show.
If I could have, I would have.
I think one of the biggest shockers with this whole thing is I didn't think we had that much live equipment at the radio station.
Our engineers have been working really, really hard behind the scenes. Tom and Al have really been testing signals. They've been, you know, today they've been at certain locations making sure that we can get, you know, our equipment can be hardwired. And, you know, because there's some questions about whether cell phone service will be, you know, available for us on that day. So, you know, we've really been working behind the scenes to make sure that our signal will be clear and that we'll be able to go to as many people as we can throughout the area, letting us know kind of what they're seeing, what's happening. And also we'll be having traffic coverage all day long.
You know what? You just read my mind, because one of the things I told the story, and I only mention it because I think everybody's got a story about a business they know that is going to be closing down. And I go to a place. I go to Johnny's Dry Cleaners on Main Street in Rishma. DiPietro's uncle used to run the place, but Rishma and her husband run it now. And she said earlier this week, when I was bringing back my steamy, sweaty vacation clothes for dry cleaning, she said, "By the way, Tom, we're going to be closed on Monday for the eclipse." and I rolled my eyes and I said, you've got to be kidding. And she said, no, the traffic outside, I'm concerned about the traffic that we're not going to be able to get home. And that, to me, right now, is one of the big question marks. For example, are we going to get to see the eclipse? Will it be cloudy? But also, how bad is the traffic likely to be?
They're preparing for anywhere between 5 and 12 hours of additional, you know, traffic buildup, really. So, you know, we're preparing for everything as well. Obviously, we have traffic all day long, and we just don't know. We just don't know. There's going to be, you know, they're expected to be about a million extra people in town to see this, this special event. So, you know, it really could be anything. It could be, you know, with the traffic, it could be 5 to 12 hours. It could be, you know, people just need to plan ahead, get early. I'm sending everybody out as early as possible, early in the morning. Like, you know, I want everybody in their spots by 8:30 if they can get there. They're shutting down the Outer Harbor exit, I think, at 8 o'clock in the morning as well. So they're really preparing for this to be an all day traffic heavy event.
Wow. I mean, but we talked about this a little bit in the first hour of the show, but we've got a little bit of a paradox going on here. And what I mean by that is our civic leaders always want people to visit New York State, and certainly the people who are in charge of tourism in Buffalo, they want to showcase the region, not just Buffalo, but the Buffalo-Niagara region. But it's almost as though they're taking away, in some cases, the fun that we could be having during the eclipse. For example, you talked about Tim Wenger. The boat launches at the Erie Basin and the Outer Harbor, you're not going to be able to use those.
It'll be awfully cold on the water. I can't imagine. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful shot if you want to look up and see the eclipse at that point from the water. But, man, it's going to be cold.
Yeah. As far as the guest that you most wanted to get that you were not able to get, do you want to enlighten us on that? Was there somebody that was on the A-list that you just couldn't line up?
Actually, everybody's been really great about getting back to me, about wanting to come on, wanting to take part in the coverage. I actually, while I'm happy to be in the studio, I'm happy to help Tanner, I'm happy to be here, I'm kind of a little disappointed. I want to be on the USS Little Rock. But I'm happy to be here. And we'll run outside to take a look at it as well. But.
Okay, here's what I think. I think that Odyssey should lease a chopper from Signature Aviation and then fly you in and out of the station so you can be on the Little Rock with Bella Via, and then you can be back in studio without worrying about traffic. And here's another, mystery meat from elementary school. The traffic. I got to get back to the traffic, because we had a caller, Lisa, earlier this week. From Western New York, but this guy is an eclipse chaser. And I've told the story before, and he told it better than I, of course, but he flew into Lincoln, Nebraska with his buddy. The weather was horrible, and he then drove to Casper, Wyoming, and he gave an unbelievably graphic and vivid description of what the eclipse was actually like. But what I remember the most, and I think what other people might remember the most, is 6 hours, Casper, Wyoming, of bumper-to-bumper traffic. What does your news nose tell you about what traffic is going to be like?
I think we need to prepare for that, to be honest. And that's why really they've been, the local leaders have really been pushing to just watch it from home. I can imagine the Niagara Falls being wall to wall, because it's going to be a beautiful shot. It's going to be a beautiful place to watch it from. But man, it's going to be hard to get in and out of there if you don't know that area and you're trying to, you know, unless you're going in the back roads to get into Niagara Falls, it's going to be hard to get in and out, and you're going to be stuck on the road. And that's why they said prepare, bring snacks, have your medications with you. You know, if you're going to be out on the roads to see this, you need to be prepared. You need to be ready.
Oh, I'll have my medication with me. It'll be in a flask in the back pocket. But Tim Wenger knows that I will be in early on Monday, 1:59:45. He can expect to see me coming through the doors of the radio station. But what amazes me about what we're doing, and we're talking with Lisa Polizzi, our brand manager of News Radio 930 WBEN, and again, I've been doing this for 5 decades. I've never seen one single person come into a radio station and make the kind of difference Lisa Polizzi has made for us at WBEN. I love the fact that she's my boss. I love what she does. I love how she does it. And she just knows her stuff, and she thinks ahead. And the hours, the woman hours that you have put into this, and as you said, it started pretty much the day you walked in.
I mean, I'm happy to do it. You're being very kind. I appreciate you. You're being very, very kind. No, I'm happy to do it. I love planning events. I think this is a very special event, and it's a historic event. And we're lucky to be a part of this. And I really want our coverage to be special, and it will be.
I think it's, well, and what I like about this, and let's hope that there's no tragedy that happens along with the eclipse, but it is a major news story. We are going to be covering it. And it should not be a tragic news story. Like when we do the blizzard, when we did the blizzard of 2022, that was a tragic story. People were freezing to death in their cars and in their homes. It was very, very tragic. This should be fun. And I'm taken back, and maybe you are as well, and I think Tim Wenger may be also, to Nick Wallenda and his walk over Niagara Falls. We had so many people in Niagara Falls. It was unbelievable. And trying to get out of Niagara Falls after Nick Wallenda completed that Herculean task with the birds squawking all around him, it was difficult getting out.
And I thought I heard that there are going to be 7 times more people than there were for that event, for this
event.
So, yes, it is going to be an extraordinary, just, you know, this is where people are, they want to be here to see this. We're going to be in the path of totality. This is, and, you know, Niagara Falls is going to be a beauty shot. There's going to be quite a few people. So, early and prepare to stay late.
So our coverage begins, and again, for people tuning in late, Lisa Polizzi is the brand manager at News Radio 930 WBEN and a major fan of the Bowerly Show. Okay, I mean, she basically thinks I walk on water, and it's all good. The coverage is going to be, it's getting deep in here pretty early, but the coverage is going to be all day long. And what is really cool, how in the world did you convince them to go commercial free?
I mean, it was a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer, really. I mean, I didn't have to convince them, so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to it. What do you think the headline? Okay, for those who don't know, in the old days, we used to have things called newspapers. They used to have headlines, and the headlines were pretty good sometimes. What do you think the headline would be the day after the eclipse? Have you given that any thought?
I haven't, but I did see a really good headline. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I saw a really good headline in the Niagara Gazette. Totality worth it. I loved it. Loved it. Brilliant.
It's like, it reminds me of the New York Post headline after the refrigerator repairman couldn't identify John Gotti back in the 80s. I for Gotti. One of those classic New York Post headlines. I tell you what, Lisa, we're going to obviously have coverage throughout today. Tom Puckett is doing a special as well.
Yeah, so I've been working on that with Tom, setting that up. It's everything you need to know. It's called Total Information on the Total Solar Eclipse. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Then it will re-air Saturday at 6 and Sunday at noon. It's everything you need to know before Monday.
and the entire crew of News Radio 930 WBEN is going to be... This is an all-hands-on-deck situation. And in Bellavia's case, literally and figuratively.
It really is. I mean, we have people all across Western New York in the best spots to see the eclipse, to report back on the crowds, to let us know, you know, what's happening in that situation. We have people talking about traffic. We'll have, you know, we'll have local leaders on. And I have other guests scheduled that I'm, you know, haven't even mentioned here at all. And we'll have up-to-the-minute weather. Obviously, people want to know if there's going to be cloud cover and what's, you know, how it's going to look that afternoon. So we'll have you covered from every angle.
Literally and figuratively, and I can't wait. And you are probably going to put in a 24-hour straight day, but it's worth it for our listeners, because that's why we're doing it, for the people who listen to this station.
And this is a great event, once in a lifetime, and, you know, it's just really special. It's really something special to be part of, so we're happy to do it.
Well, I know I am. I'm totally looking forward to this. And for me, at my old cynical age, to be totally looking forward to it says something. And it's all because of a caller we had earlier this week. Lisa Polizzi, I'll see you around the radio station, of course. And you're going to be sick of me by the end of Monday.
Never.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much. Lisa Polizzi, brand manager, News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, folks, you got to understand, I've seen a lot of people in this business, and she is absolutely sensational. And the chemistry that she and Mr. Wenger have, it's like the French Connection, okay? We all know where the other person is going to be without looking. It's that kind of a chemistry, and everybody at the radio station is going to be involved in it, and I'm looking forward to it.